KQED.
Today could be the last day in office for San Diego Mayor Bob Filner. The city council will vote this afternoon on an agreement that would reportedly have taxpayers cover some costs related to charges of sexual harassment by the mayor in exchange for his resignation. But as the California Report's Scott Schaefer explains, this civic soap opera may be far from over.
For the past month, Mayor Bob Filner has been mostly out of sight as one woman after another came forward with allegations of sexual harassment. Calls for his resignation have mounted, and a recall campaign is collecting signatures. Hoping to clear the way for his exit, San Diego City Attorney Jan Goldsmith participated in negotiations with Filner that ended Wednesday with an apparent agreement.
We're going to give an opportunity to end this, and it's incumbent upon him to take it, or it's going to get a lot worse.
Details of the deal will be made public when the city council meets this afternoon to vote on it. But attorney Gloria Allred, who represents several women alleging that Filner sexually harassed them, is urging the city to reject any agreement that costs taxpayers money.
The city council should have the courage of its convictions and stand firm in its resolve to make the mayor pay his own legal fees and should not authorize any payment to him whatsoever.
All 9 members of the San Diego City Council are calling on Filner to resign, but Mesa College political science professor Carl Luna says clearing the way for him to leave may be complicated.
The city council is under tremendous pressure today because they had thought that they were going to have a mediated settlement, and now with Gloria Allred's press conference yesterday telling the voters to reject this settlement, they're going to have a lot of angry taxpayers.
If the deal is approved and Filner resigns, City Council President Todd Gloria will become acting mayor. Like Filner, Gloria is a Democrat and the openly gay son of a hotel maid and a gardener. He's eager to take over the top job.
I think what's been lost in this scandal is the fact that not all was well before these allegations came forward. We had a lot of dysfunctional issues that the mayor had wrought upon the city, and we need to fix those.
If Filner resigns, the city council would call a special election within 90 days to elect a new mayor. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.